a reality we must not ignore. The Puritan John Shower once said, "O my soul, descend into hell by meditation while I live, that I may not descend there when I die, and be shut up forever in God's prison, the place of endless torment." In the depths of our souls, there lies a fear that transcends our conception, the terror of hell. It is a concept that evokes discomfort, yet it is a reality we must not ignore. The scriptures speak of hell as a place of divine punishment for our sins, where the wicked will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and shall be tormented day and night for ever and ever. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. The thought of hell may seem terrifying, but it serves as a sobering reminder of the holiness of God and the just consequences of our sins. Hell compels us to examine our short lives and eternal realities with honesty and humility before the heart-searching God. Amidst the darkness of hell, there shines a glimmer of hope, the promise of salvation from sin and hell through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the Son of God endured the agony of his Father's wrath, so that sinners like us might be spared from the horrors of hell. To all who sincerely trust him, he grants perfect redemption, full forgiveness, and the assurance of eternal life. Let us not shy away from the reality of hell, but let it spur us on to live the rest of our lives in the light of eternity. Let us embrace the truths of Scripture, repent of our sins, and turn wholeheartedly to Christ. In him alone, we find a refuge from the terror of hell. In his sin-atoning death, we find reconciliation with the thrice holy God. May we cling to Jesus with all our hearts, knowing that he can rescue us from the coming wrath. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 to 14.